Hey again, is this Warwick? Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. It's Josh, the dude that had the blue 86 before Simon and Paul. Yeah, good, dude. I was just thinking, when I was driving around, I was like, I'm pretty sure that car's tuned on a closed loop system, so it will read 5 psi no matter what. It's a fixed parameter. It's been fixed, so it can't, because those map sensors, they sign out at like 6 psi. So we just give it, as soon as that map sensor tops out, it's going to be 6 psi, and that's all it's going to read. And then do you have a separate gauge plugged into it? Okay. Because I was talking to Steve, and he reckons unless you drilled the manifold and put one into it, it won't give you an accurate reading. But Steve says it's, because I was driving, I was like, fuck, I remember that. So he said, yeah, stock map will only read 5 psi. If you use a separate gauge, it'll read correctly, because it's not using the map sensor. You can't, because those Sprintex superchargers, well, you can upgrade it, but the Sprintex supercharger creates like a harmonic ripple in the boost, and if it'll start reading like plus minus boost at a certain RPM. So that's what Steve and them have all like sort of worked out through years of playing with them, is that the Sprintex charges at a certain RPM create like a wind ripple in there, so the boost will like be, it won't be fluctuating, but the sensors will be thinking it's going like from like 6 to 14, 6 to 14, sort of thing. So that's why we're in the stock. Because I had I think the OMP or Omni, I think it was. Like I had the 3-bar map sensor. Yeah, it's only tuned on math. I probably wouldn't, like, we never dynoed it because I never really cared about numbers. I just wanted the car to go. I know I did dyno it on 6 PSI on petrol, and the car made 210 or 220 horsepower. It's not that motor. Nah, no way. Yeah, if he wants more power, he needs to. No, don't. Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying. You can't just put more boost onto it. Those tunes that are on there have been, they were done on an 86 that they had a drilled manifold, so they were running off a separate boost gauge, and that's how they developed that tune. And then they just ran it on a fixed parameter, and then ran it off the map only for all our other cars, because not all of us were gonna. makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, I confirmed with Dad. I said, "Hey, did I swap this pulley?" And he's like, "No, you didn't, because did you?" And I makes sense now. He said, "You have to run the smaller belt." And I was like, "Right." And I never changed the belt. So that pulley is 100% smaller. Yeah. Yeah. As I told him, that car was put together to go out and do a full tank of fuel at the lap after lap after lap. And I'm telling you, if you get in that car and you actually put it on the edge of where it's starting to dance, I was like, you'll be pulling in 400 horsepower cars like no tomorrow. They're not going to run away from it. That car is, I described it to him, it's a 125 motocross bike, man. Like, you just got to really bring its neck. they're not ever going to make big power reliably. So, yeah. Right. I was going to just drop an LS in it. Yeah. I was putting LS. It's all sitting in my garage. So an LS. LS. Yeah. It's all there. Yeah, I was just going to go LS, TR6060, our winner's quick change diff in the back. And that's it. But unfortunately, I had to be an adult and sell it. For now, I'll end up building one later, I think. But yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah, nah, cool. But yeah, that's pretty much all the info I've recalled. I was thinking about it because I'm like, nah, there's no way. But so that's the other thing is it's on pretty big rubber, so that dumps it down too. Like, it doesn't light the back up like crazy, you know. Like, it's sort of been set up to hook up. Yeah. Anyway, whatever. Cool. All right, same to you, mate. Bye.